My Ablum Dysfunctional Aesthetical Mind, Book 1, Table of Contents, 1, The Dysfunctional Family, 2, Drugs You Should Try, 3, Pride, 4, Hypocrisy, 5, Have You Ever Been to Heaven at Night, 6, I Died on My Toilet Seat, 7, Dead Man Watching.
Welcome to the book one of my Bloom Dysfunctional Aesthetical Mind. You're currently listening to episode 2, titled Drugs You Should Try. Love, an intoxicating elixir, consumes our thoughts, emotions, and actions. And just like a drug, love has the ability to alter our perception of reality, heighten our senses, and create a state of euphoria. It can be exciting and addictive, leaving lovers craving more of its psychedelic effects. Once upon a time in the digital realm of the internet, two humans crossed paths. Tiwalade, a new painter on the blog, and Ethan, a writer and journalist, found themselves in the same community. Their relationship started when she replied to a funny joke that he made, and soon their encounters online evolved into deeper conversations, constructing a bridge in between their physical distance. With each text and FaceTime session, a strong, unbreakable bond was formed. They discovered common passions, exchanged stories, and confided in each other as though they had known each other for a lifetime. The internet became their playground, allowing them to not just surf, but also explore their shared interests and reveal their true selves without constraints of time and space. Days turned into weeks, and weeks into months, as their bond deepened. They already knew so much about each other, and they could not bear the distance anymore. They made an easy decision to meet in person. As the train departed from the city of Abuja, anticipation filled the coach, and one could tell that Ethan and other passengers as well were delighted to embark on the journey to the ancient city of Ibadan. The rhythmic chugging of movement created a soothing lullaby as the train glided on rail tracks. He settled into his seat early, awaiting the adventure ahead of him. The train passed through acres of farmland, rolling hills and villages, painting a beautiful picture of the country's natural beauty as he watched through his window seats. Inside the train, conversations filled the air as travelers exchanged laughter, arguments, fights, and stories, creating a sense of brotherhood and unity among them. As they approached the battle, he could sense nostalgia in the air. The journey had forged connections, birthed friendships, and created memories. They did not just carry their bags, they also carried the sights, sound, and the spirit of the journey from the capital city to the city of brown roofs, cherishing the moments that brought them together. Ethan stood there at the bustling train station in Harmonia, his heart racing with anticipation, knowing that within moments he would catch a glimpse of Tiwalade. And amidst the scenes of faces, he spotted her glowing, and time all of a sudden slowed down, and the creation of sound around him faded into the background. A rush of joy and warmth came over him, as if the world had suddenly come alive. And with each step she took, his heart skipped a beat, and he could not help but smile uncontrollably. He gazed into her eyes for the first time in real life, and it felt like all the chaos around the station disappeared, leaving only the both of them in a world of their own. He could not deny the effect that love had on him, and it was as if he had swallowed a potent drug, coursing through his veins, nurturing the state of mind. Every touch, every word ignited a rush of emotions that he could not control down to the middle of his legs. He became addicted to the euphoria that she brought into his life, the way she made him feel alive and invisible. Like drugs, he consumed his thoughts, desires, and actions. He craved her presence and affection, although he needed it to survive. At this point, he honestly needed her for him to survive. They spent the next month exploring the city, experiencing the sights, sound, and taste together. It felt like a natural continuation of what they had already built online. And it was as though they had continued for where God, I'll take that again, sorry. They spent the next month exploring the city, experiencing the sights, sound, and taste together. It felt like a natural continuation of what they had already built online, and it was as though they had continued from where they stopped. Their love story had transitioned from the digital world to reality, like a Metro Boomin album, seamlessly, and boundaries of the internet did not ruin the chemistry they had built. Thank you once again for listening. That was Drugs You Should Try. And keep listening. The next episode comes out soon.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to The Dysfunctionals. I hope you've been educated and entertained and inspired by the previous episodes that have been released. Stay glued and keep listening. Peace.